Welcome, moms, to the Yummy Mummy Makeover Teleseminar Series. I am your host, Holly Rigsby. As a mom, one of our duties is taking care of the household. This is a never-ending job that has the potential to leave us feeling frustrated and exhausted as we play chef, maid, tutor, chauffeur. From the moment we wake up, the dreadful stack of dishes in the sink, the meals to make for our children, the laundry, the bills, the errands, the never-ending cluttered house. There are more and more household duties and responsibilities than we can keep up with. And at times it seems almost impossible to take care of everything all the time and still find time to take care of ourselves. So a common plea from the overwhelmed mom is help. If only I could be more organized. Wouldn't it be great to have a more peaceful, organized, and streamlined home life? Well, the good news is you can. And Jan Ferranti is here, the queen of chaos herself, to help you gain control and simplify your life. Jan, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Holly. Thanks for having me here.
I'm super excited to get into all the details of what you have to share, but I want to go ahead and let the moms know that Jan is the expert when it comes to organizing and managing your home. And she is best known by her solution-based website, thequeenofchaos.com, Everyday Solutions for Everyday Chaos, which hosts a complete directory of simple tips and tricks for busy moms wanting to better manage their household, clear out the clutter, and simplify their lives. Now, Jan, I have to tell you that I love the name of your website, The Queen of Chaos, and I have to say, yes, this describes me to a T. I know it got my attention, and I'm sure it resonates with so many busy moms because our busy lives just lend to chaos. So how did you come to call yourself the Queen of Chaos?
One day, basically, I was just rushing around the house as usual, running late, and I just thought to myself, I am the queen of chaos, because it had just gone on. It was an everyday thing. There was always so much to do, and I just never seemed to have the time to do it all, and I was just generally running all the time and getting behind on things and falling back on things and being stressed, and it just seemed like a good name for me. And it kind of stuck, and I agree with you that I think that probably every single mother can totally identify with it. So that was another reason I thought that it was a good name. And another thing that I liked about it was because one of my favorite shows when I was a kid, going way back, was Get Smart. I don't know if everybody will even remember it, but it was basically a spy show, and it was a comedy with actually Inspector Gadget, the cartoon, was based on that, and the guy that played Agent Smart was the same voice. And anyway, so there was him and Agent 99, and they had there was chaos and control. And of course, the chaos was the bad guys, and the control were the good guys. And it just kind of stuck in my mind, and I really liked it. But I did learn early on that my main objective after I did that, it was one of those things where you name it, and suddenly the solutions start to come to you. Before that, I knew I was in the mess, but I just really had no idea how to get out or where to start, and really didn't think to consciously look at a plan. And once I started, then I got totally obsessed with having control of everything, and I really found that there is no such thing as control. If somebody is looking to control everything in their life, it probably won't happen, and you'll end up being really frustrated. And that's what happened to me. As soon as I really started getting on track, what happened to me is that everything in my house broke at the same time. My dishwasher broke. My washing machine broke. I was on the phone and waiting for repairmen all the time. And every time I turned around, just everything I had so carefully put in place was just blowing up. I really thought that was a lesson for me, that there really is no such thing as control, but you can be prepared for everything, and you can try to be a step ahead of things. And that is really where you'll get your power from.
And that's a great point, to not think that you have to do things 100% in order to finally feel like you're in a good place in your life.
Exactly. That's a really good point, because I think that's a big part of why the Boost system works for me, is because it's I'm not looking to have everything perfect every day, just to do some of everything every day. And it all adds up, and it really does make a big difference.
Wow, great point. Now, can you describe some of the chaos that a lot of busy moms are faced with on a daily basis?
Yeah, you really summed it up well at the introduction. Basically, that says it all. And I had thought there is just too much to describe, and that is the problem, is that there's just too much going on for everybody these days. And I was just talking to my mother-in-law the other day about this, that these days, women have always been busy, but now there seems to be more, because we're not only responsible for the kids and for the family and for everything else, we're the primary caregivers for everything. But these days also, most of us have to bring in a paycheck, and if we're not, we feel like we should be. And there's so many more opportunities for women that most women now are almost trying to choose from a smorgasbord of things they can do and they want to do. It's really exciting. And so we have all of this other stuff piled on top of just the basics of our women things that we need to do. And it just can be just so overwhelming. And I found this when I had my kids. Before that, I had worked and had my own things, and just always felt like a contributing factor to society. But as soon as I had my kids, and I didn't work at a job for actually till I started at home, and I think my youngest was about 6. But that whole time, I felt that, well, I guess I did putter with a few things, but I always had running in the background that I wasn't doing enough, or that I wasn't validated. And that's something that I'd really like to say to mothers of young kids these days is you're really doing the most important thing that you can possibly be doing is to be taking good care of your kids. And anything else that you can do on top of that is just a bonus. And that's the one thing, if I could change going back, is I would get that guilt out of my head that I should have been doing 10 other things besides looking after my house and my kids, because that was really the main thing. And but I did feel that pressure. And nowadays with the economy, there really is.